Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of the tech world. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of technology.
And I'm Jamie, the one holding the thread so we don't get lost. Today, we're tackling a topic that sounds like a final boss in a video game: mastering model evaluation metrics.
That's right, Jamie. But fear not, for I have brought a sword of knowledge and a shield of examples to conquer this beast.
And I've got questions. Lots of them. So what's the deal with these evaluation metrics? Why can't we just use accuracy and call it a day?
Ah, the age-old question. Accuracy is like looking at the surface of the ocean and saying, you know its depth. It's not enough because it ignores the complexity beneath, like class imbalance, the cost of misclassifications, and so much more.
So what you're saying is, using accuracy alone is like saying you're a chef because you can toast bread.
Exactly, Jamie. To truly master the culinary art of model evaluation, we need to understand different types of metrics. Let's start with classification metrics. Imagine you're trying to detect fraudulent transactions. If only 1% are frauds, predicting no fraud every time gives you 99% accuracy, but a terrible model.
I see. So accuracy might leave us confidently walking off a cliff. Got it. What's a better way then?
For starters, we have precision, recall, and the F1 score. Precision tells us how many of our predicted positives are actually positive. Recall, on the other hand, tells us how many of the actual positives our model correctly identified.
So if I'm fishing for compliments, precision is the quality of compliments I actually get, and recall is how many out of all possible compliments I caught.
I'd say that's a pretty good analogy. And the F1 score is like the balance between the quality and quantity of those compliments.
What about those fancy curves I hear so much about, Rock AUC and precision recall curves?
Those are like maps for navigating the trade-offs between different types of errors our model makes. The Rock AUC curve helps us understand the balance between true positive rates and false positive rates. For imbalanced data, like our fraud example, the precision recall curve gives us a clearer picture.
Okay, that makes sense. Moving on, what about when we're not classifying things, like predicting house prices?
That's where regression metrics come into play. We use things like MAE, mean absolute error, MSE, mean squared error, and R squared, to measure how far off our predictions are from the actual values.
So if I guess the price of a house and I'm way off, my MAE is going through the roof?
Precisely. And if we're consistently off, our MSE will make sure we feel the pain, as it penalizes larger errors more harshly.
Got it. And I've heard of R squared. That's like the model's bragging rights, right? How well it can explain the variation in our data.
You could say that. An R squared of 1 means perfect predictions, but that's as rare as a bug-free first code deployment.
A developer's dream. Now, I remember something about Netflix and recommendation metrics.
Ah, yes. For recommendation systems like Netflix's, accuracy isn't the goal. It's about engagement. They use metrics like precision at K to measure how many of the top K recommendations are relevant.
So it's not just about throwing a bunch of movies at me, but making sure I'll actually like some of them.
Exactly. And avoiding common pitfalls is crucial. Using the wrong metric, ignoring the business context, or forgetting to monitor metrics in production can lead to disaster.
Speaking of disasters, what are some examples of those pitfalls?
One classic is overfitting to validation metrics. Your model performs great during testing, but fails miserably in the real world. It's like acing a practice test, but flunking the final exam.
Ouch. Been there, done that. So what's the takeaway from all this?
Always choose your metrics wisely. They should reflect your business goals, give you a holistic view of your model's performance, and be continuously monitored. Remember, a model is only as good as the metrics behind it.
Wise words indeed. And with that, we've reached the end of today's epic quest through the realm of model evaluation metrics. Thanks for joining us on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Until next time, keep your models insightful and your metrics insightfuler. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in for more tech adventures.